chocolate too. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, you'll never have to leave Fifth Avenue
Candy Bar.
In all the land I crossed, I never got lost, because I knew just what to do. I just followed my star to a candy bar called Fifth Avenue. I could be anywhere between here and there when my sweet tooth says, hey, you. I just turned my car toward a candy bar called Fifth Avenue.
243 layers of crunchy peanut butter, drenched in chocolate, too. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, you'll never have to leave Fifth Avenue
Candy Bar.
No matter where you go, no matter what you do, you'll never have to leave Fifth Avenue.
This is The Lamb Lies Down on Forbes Avenue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Important American. No president, secretary of state has ever stopped over in Taiwan. They go to Peking, Henry Kissinger went six, go to Peking six times. Mr. Nixon goes to Peking. Mr. Carter, I think he's now been to Peking. I tried to get Mr. Nixon, Mr. Ford, and I couldn't have any influence with Mr. Carter to stop off in Taiwan and get some gas.
And the U.S. Armed Forces now have 19,000 such warheads, and the Soviet about 7,000. By the United States, if actually applied to Soviet population industrial centers, would destroy them 40 times over.
And I want to tell you something, brother. You begin to live a holy life, a changed life, a life that's changed by the precious blood of the Lamb, but the power of the Word of God by the Spirit of God. And not just having a bunch of the hammer of some creed hanging over you or something that you're afraid to break because God's liable to mash you like a bug. No?
A nuclear warhead of the size that destroyed the city of Hiroshima would, in its immediate impact, that is, at the point called ground zero, essentially cause a disintegration of matter in an area ranging about four crosstown streets in terms of cross-section. Second, it would cause severe damage to buildings. For our purposes, visualize severe damage to all buildings across Manhattan Island. And such an explosion would produce third-degree burns, that is, burns destroying the tissue of the flesh, and probably lethal to persons far out into the area ranging from the Hudson to the East River. But this is a small nuclear warhead. Now, if you go on to the larger ones available today, those equivalent to 15 million tons of TNT, then the ground zero would be half of Manhattan, north to south, east to west. That is to say, all would be disintegrated. There would be a huge hole. There's nothing there. There would be moderate damage from Scarsdale extending over to all of Staten Island. And the range of third-degree burns would be far into Connecticut and far out of New Jersey.
I believe that this month is the best month of your life, and I believe so, I say. I believe that 1982 is the best year of your life, the best year for your family, the best year for your health, your loved ones, your wealth. Start believing God for wonderful things. But this year, don't look at this year and say, oh, another year. Oh, what a wonderful year. And this month we're studying reaping your harvest.
From 1946 to 1980, the U.S. government spent $2,001 billion for military purposes. The Reagan administration promised us to spend another $1,600 billion from 1981 to 1986. These are astonishing sums. It's humanly difficult to conceive of a billion of anything, let alone 2,000 billion. So let's translate this. The whole reproducible wealth of the United States, that is everything man-made on the surface of the United States, has a money value recently given of about $4,600 billion. In a word, the resources used up by the military from 1945 and now projected through to 1986 will equal more than 80% of the value of everything man-made on the surface of the United States. In other words, the ability to rebuild most of what has been done by man through two centuries of economic development in the United States has been used up on behalf of the military purpose.
Satisfied with these. funded. Even if you may die from it, it doesn't matter what they think. Bugs aside.